You're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter, and in this episode, we're talking to David Boreanaz and Julian McMahon. Hey guys, Kristen Burt, one of our wonderful writers, got a chance to talk with the stars of DirecTV's new series, Full Circle. For more on the interview, here's Kristen.
Hi, I'm Kristen Burt for Daily Actor. I had the opportunity to interview Julian McMahon and David Boreanaz for the upcoming DirecTV 10-episode series Full Circle. The show was written by Neil LaBute and features an interesting concept. Each episode highlights two characters, with one of those characters repeating from the previous episode. Each 30-minute piece explores the complexity of human interaction in only the way Neil LaBute can do. The two actors will be featured together in episode 3, which airs on Wednesday, October 16th, 2013. McMahon, who's known for his butt-bearing role in Nip Tuck, plays an entertainment lawyer counseling his comedian friend Jace, who's played by Boreanaz. David is familiar to TV audiences for his roles in Bones, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and of course, Angel. The joint interview was hilarious because David believes that they are the new odd couple, and he's ready to do a series with Julian because of this. And Julian admitted in the interview that, quote, "Nobody's shown more ass on television than I have, I'm telling you," end quote. David definitely feels the constraints of working in network television in comparison to what we see on cable and other platforms. He even discussed having the Emmys separate the categories because the work is so much different in cable because cable can push those boundaries. For Julian, this was his first return to TV since Nip Tuck ended. He was taking a break when this project just landed in his lap. The dynamics between the two actors is incredible, and that carries to their on-screen work. Before we go to my interview with Julian and David, I'll hand it back to Lance to wrap it up.
Thanks, Kristen. And now it's plug time. If you need a website, casting director, mailing labels, career coaching, list of headshot photographers in your area, we've got all that and more. You can find all of that out on dailyactor.com. And now, here's David and Julian.
Julian, why was this the right project to follow up on Nip Tuck?
For
TV,
I'm
assuming you've done films in terms of...
Yeah, it wasn't like I was looking for the right thing to follow up anything with. It was just that I'd taken a break and I was just looking for material that I thought was interesting, and I'm a fan of Neil's work, and I liked the scripts and I connected with the character. I thought it would be a challenge, and I thought conceptually it would be a challenge, you know, shooting the episode in a day, and so it wasn't really looking for anything, it's just kind of finding it.
So now, the two of you have one of the most delicious dynamics I have seen on screen in so long.
Yeah, it's a compliment to each other's, I mean, being there for each other on a piece like this that's so heavy and so complex character-wise and so daunting and challenging and in today's world, very relevant with everything that's going on in today's world. And I was telling the people over there, there's a sense of being able to travel with your partner across the way and working a piece and character-wise and being able to really so immerse yourself that you start to see the little details in what he's doing and what he's bringing to the table, which enhances your next step or work. And it was a nice joust between the two of us. I really enjoyed it. And one that I really think would be the best odd couple in the new television series soon to come.
Well, you guys are so familiar to television audiences with such a strong fan base. Are you ready for their reaction? Because this is so different.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for him, but for me, you know, I feel like I've done stuff which has kind of expressed itself pretty dynamically and kind of pushed the envelope quite a lot. And, you know, you never know how people are going to react. You never know how fans are going to react. I have a pretty strong TV fan base who's kind of followed me through a lot of variety of different things, you know. And I can't see them not enjoying this. But I think that there's a lot of reasons to that, aside from myself. The writing's great. conceptually, it's just a great idea. The whole 10-arc episode thing is really quite fascinating. He's fantastic in the episode. We work off each other very well. The episode that Mick and I did together was great. The first episode I thought was great. So it's just, I mean, it's, you know, you get handed, and this kind of goes back to your question, which you first asked was, you know, what you're looking for and what you're not. You're getting a pretty extraordinary piece of material, and which I think is always a gift. And then it's about seeing what you do with it, you know, and I think that we did a lot with it.
So now that's
interesting.
How much did the two of you get of the 10 episodes when you came on board? Because everybody seems to have gotten first their episodes, and then after they shot, they got the rest to see how everything plays out.
I was I mean, you could receive all the episodes.
Yeah, I got all 10 episodes.
All 10 episodes, but I focused primarily just on the episodes that were really in the core of it, because it was such an intense piece that you had to really do your homework to get it down and then find the rhythm of this piece. So for me, it was just kind of really focusing on that and kind of getting an overview glance of the situation when I went set, and Nick kind of explained it to me, and Julian expressed to me when we were rehearsing what kind of happens in the next few episodes. So that's pretty much how I...
No, I read the 10 episodes. They're very quick read, you know what I mean? They just, it doesn't take long to read his stuff. It just kind of flows, you know what I mean? And then what was the question again?
You need some more coconut.
Did you get all 10 episodes and read them all?
Yeah, what was that?
Did you get all, when you got all 10 episodes, did you read them?
Oh, yes, I read all 10, but you know, we had a very short period of time.
It's very short.
To prepare. So it was really about just getting stuck into it. And we had so much dialogue. He had so much dialogue. In my first episode, I had so much dialogue. You know, I think the episodes come out at about 24 minutes, but we shot another 10 minutes, at least. So there's another 10 minutes of dialogue that you didn't even see, right?
The outtakes would be amazing on this. I bet, because we had some funny moments that we were just kind of...
We had some real fun moments.
Yeah, we did.
But you know, so it was really about concentrating on what you had. We had to shoot within a week of knowing that we were doing it,
yeah.
And shoot the whole thing in one day, 12-hour day with an hour lunch. It's just not that much time. So it was really about concentrating on your piece.
What do you guys think, like, this new model of television? Because I know in the media we're focusing on what DirecTV and what Netflix is doing, mm-hmm. but how do you guys feel about it as actors?
I was earlier spoke just briefly on how I think that, you know, network television and what cable brings to the table are two different types of mediums and subject matters. I think that network television should have its own category for the Emmys, and I think cable television should have its own category for the Emmys. I do. I think that there's a lot of great material out there that now is so many platforms, which is great for the artists because we can kind of travel around and do a bit here and there. You know, with network television, it's very challenging because you have rules that you can't cross, and I think that's a very challenging medium to be a part of, and I really enjoy network television. You know, everyone wants to be on a cable show because you can swear, or you can push the boundaries, or you can
show a butt,
show an ass. Speak for yourself.
I've shown many an ass.
Did you show ass?
Nobody's shown more ass on television than
I have.
I'm telling you.
So I think it's a very interesting model now, what's going on, where you can do 12 episodes here, and you can get a showrunner who says, well, I would just like to do this small little piece and do it over at Showtime or whatnot, or DirecTV or Netflix, and be done with it. And I think Neil is kind of an example of what you can do now with this medium. It's also, if you're on a network show, like I am and you're on contract, it's great to be able to do a piece and be fortunate that Fox allowed me to do this. And it gives me a smaller window than saying, oh, how difficult it is to be a part of a film on your hiatus. It's like impossible. So this gives you another outlet to kind of explore, which is fun. For me, it was fun.
Oh, I just think it's extraordinary. I think it's fantastic. I think that what it's done is it's allowed people to take breaks from things that they're normally doing and explore different avenues. I think that the volume of places that are putting out this kind of stuff is just expanding. So that means the volume of good work is expanding, the opportunities are expanding. I think television's an extraordinary place right now. not just with cable, with the internet, with DirecTV. There's just so much opportunity. The film business right now is quite challenging, and I think that creatively, television is a great place to be at. And I think that that goes across the board, from network television to you know, an online distributor. So I just think there's so many. I've been in the business for 20 something years. I've never seen it so ripe. If you're looking for it, you know what I mean, for opportunity. And opportunity to do great work, and that is, and I agree with what he's saying. I mean, you can swear and you can show butt, all this kind of stuff, and whatever else. But what is actually cool about it is you can express yourself on many different levels and on many different subject matters that really just didn't have the opportunity to do before. But now you do, and be supported by it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like independent films were in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You know what I mean? So it's really kind of got that. Kind of entrepreneurial, very kind of forward-thinking guy.
It's a very contentious field out there these days in television, cable, and you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Netflix and Kevin Spacey wins. It's going to put them pretty much on a high spot of being a purely great platform for Netflix, and that's pretty huge.
So now that
I think
you guys
it will
have
happen.
This great working relationship, any chance you're going to show up as a guest on Bones?
Like I said, you know,
I've been calling him.
But he won't call me back. I've been texting.
You know what I see, man? I'm telling you, the next Odd Couple from television, see, it's right. It's going
to
happen.
You.
I'm telling you, two of them, man. We can do this.
We're going to do this.
I'm very excited about it.
As soon as he's done with Bones.
Yeah, we're going to roll it out.
We're announcing a new show right here.
Love it, my man,
Jason Statham.
I love it.
You know, we do know a few broadcast pioneers with some excess money. They might want to throw.
Yes, they may want to throw our way. We could probably, you know,
and
bend some wings.
I'm looking for a new project to come in as a showrunner.
Oh, but there you go. All right, we'll see what happens.
Were you a showrunner on something else?
I do a lot of like smaller web things now for people, but I did production years ago when I first came out here.
So when you came to this project, had you guys ever worked together before?
No, I did not. I was.
He was on Charmed
World. Yeah, I never. We never crossed paths. You know,
I knew about
two ships and
he was the guy that got the Buffy role, which was a big role at the time, and then he got
an Angel.
Angel, the spin-off kind of thing, right?
Yeah. So, but we were kind of in the similar kind of
parallel
universes, and then finally we collided, and it was great that we were able to have great material and characters to kind of work off of each other, which was, you know, a very rewarding experience, because it could have been the other way. It could have been extremely difficult and hard, and this piece easily could have fallen down in a lot of ways, because you can't get caught up in just saying the words. You really have to find Neil's rhythm and his meanings and sentence flow. You can't change that, and that was a challenge.
And it's about commitment.
Yeah.
You really have to commit to it, and that's knowing what you're doing, knowing what you're saying, which is not that easy with that amount of dialogue, and being totally comfortable with going for it.
Yeah. And he made it. I mean, we really created a nice rapport in our rehearsals. And it's funny, when you rehearse with somebody, when I first met him, you were rehearsing with Mink at the time, and I came in, and the energies are different from the pieces, so you go from one energy piece to another energy piece, and you start to peel away the onion. And then when I went to Kiki, it's like a whole different type of energy. And it's like, well, it's a different experience from two different energies, and it's, yet they are connected in some way. You still have to kind of either shift gears or down gear or upgrade. And I think with him, it was always punching it higher and higher. We really, two driven male testosterone males, really going at it in a fun way, which is makes
for
a great
poem. Well, he
went
for it too, which I thought was admirable. I mean, it wasn't an easy piece, and he committed himself to it. He knew exactly what he was doing, and it was great.
You seem to have pretty much lost your accent. Do you ever go back home?
Which accent?
Your Australian accent.
Oh.
Are you Australian?
I don't know. I was there for a few months at the beginning of the year, and I was very Australian, trust me. I had to go back to my voice coach to get not-so-Australian. What is it?
Just so, had you been back? Because you
I had been, actually. I was there at the beginning of the year for a couple of months, which I haven't been back in Australia for longer than 2 weeks, for about 20 years.
Wow.
So I spent, I think it was 3 months there total. And it was a lot of fun.
Thanks, David and Julian. Thanks, Kristen, for doing all that work, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Follow me on Twitter at Daily Actor, and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Actor. And follow Kristen, too. That's twitter.com/Kristen Burt. KristinBurtt. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.